6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's vow, and we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now in Bethlehem in Israel a blessed babe was born, within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing to take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
How's everyone doing today? That was a little bit of Christmas music. You could tell that. I don't know why I'm telling you that. That was a Bad Religion cover of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That's kind of hard to say. And that's my favorite Christmas album of all time, just because it's Bad Religion. They're one of my favorite punk bands of all time. And yeah, today, I just want to start with Christmas music. Today's not going to be a Christmas episode. I think next week, I'll do like punk Christmas covers, because they're honestly the best Christmas songs, just because the energy. But I also think punk is the best music, so I'm biased. But yeah, Bad Religion, Christmas songs. Wouldn't expect it, really. So it's December, what, 9th today? And I know everyone, all students are pretty stressed with exams coming up. I know I'm pretty stressed with exams coming up, so this episode might be a little dookie ass, as they say, just because I've realized I have a chronic case of unproductivity, because I could spend like hours studying for a class or doing readings and I'll feel so productive, and then that day I'll be telling all my friends, oh, I was so locked in today, man, I've been doing so well today. And then once I'm done, I'm like, okay, I've done a good amount of work today. I'm going to take a break, go play guitar, go do the worm. And I'll stop and then look at the work I've done and realize I've done nothing the whole day. And I don't know where all the time went, but I guess I'm a slow reader and I get distracted easily. And I think I black out when I get distracted and start going on Facebook Marketplace and stuff. But yeah, anyways, today, because it's exams, I'm trying to chill out a little. I'm usually pretty PO'd with a lot of stuff, and I listen to a lot of hardcore and stuff, which just doesn't make me feel better, but it makes me feel heard, if that makes any sense. I like listening to it because they're also angry. So I'm trying to chill out. So today's going to be more of like a chill pop punk episode. I'm going to play even a little bit of Elliott Smith today because, oh, that's another story, actually. I'll tell the story why I'm playing Elliott Smith after I explain my episode today. So I'm going to play some more pop punk stuff, maybe a little bit of like not Midwest emo, but it's almost Midwest emo. I don't know what to describe it as, like Midwest emo pop punk. That's become a new thing, kind of. I don't know. We need a new genre name for it. I'll point it out when I play it. But yeah, it's going to be a chill episode today. And the story behind me playing Elliott Smith today is Elliott Smith studied philosophy in university. And I just finished up my philosophy, my first philosophy class. And it was, I did horribly in it, I believe. Maybe not grade-wise, but I had to do two debates. And the last one, or the first one I did, I blacked out doing it. And I was talking about Nietzsche. And I don't think I fully understood the prompt or anything in that class. And I was just panicking. And my nose started bleeding partway through the debate. And it was really embarrassing. So I'm going to play a little bit Elliott Smith, since he understands philosophy well, I think, seeing as he graduated with a degree in it. So yeah, first we're going to play Heat Miser, which was Elliott Smith's punk band before going solo. And then I'm going to play a little bit of Elliott. Here we go.
Gonna take him down. can't help me get over. Don't be cross, this sick guy. I've seen the boss blink on. Concerns is what's the matter, man. And you think I ought to shake your motherfucking hand? Well, I know how much you care. Don't be
was Heat Miser first with Bastard John, and that was obviously Elliot Smith singing. And then second, it was Elliot Smith with Christian Brothers off his second album, just self-titled Elliot Smith. I want to talk about exams again, because I know I said I was trying to chill out. I'm not going to get angry about it, but why? It's starting to. I tried to go out today to do a little bit of studying. I'm a studious little student. I do my work. I get my stuff done. I don't get good grades on it, but I get my stuff done sometimes. But I went to Douglas Library because we knew Stauffer was going to be completely packed. It's always impossible to get a spot in there. But me and my friend go to Douglas, which usually is more free, and we go into like the big old reading room that people call it the Harry Potter room because it looks like... Because it's old. And there was not a single open chair we could find in there, let alone two beside each other. And then we're like, all right, that's fine. Usually the basement's pretty open. Go down to the basement. We wandered around every single floor in the basement. There was not one open seat except like a few bar stool seats. Which, why do they have bar stool seats there? And it's always so busy. But they close Douglas at 5 p.m. on weekends still. And Stauffer's open at 2 a.m. now. But why is Douglas closing at 5 p.m.? Because that means, like, now I'm recording this right now. It's 5:05. And I know for a fact Douglas was still almost full, probably, around 5. So that wave of people have nowhere to go. Well, they're all going to rush to Stauffer. But then there's going to be absolutely no seats in Stauffer. So I'm just saying, Queens, why can't you have your libraries open for students to study in? I know you're extending the hours a little bit for Stauffer, and now Douglas is open on weekends. But, like, make Douglas open till 2 a.m., because it's already hard enough to find a spot. You're not going to be able to find it after everyone's had to leave Douglas and go to Stauffer. And I know it's about budget cuts and stuff, but I don't know. Maybe the principal doesn't need a 100% pay increase from $200,000 to $400,000 in 1 year. Just saying. I don't know. All right. I'm gonna play one more Elliott Smith song, because I said this is going to be the chill episode. But I haven't said any curse words today, so this still counts as the chill episode. So, actually, maybe I won't play Elliott Smith. Let me think. All right. Since I'm already complaining, I'm going to play a few punk songs, and I'm going to go back to Elliott Smith a little. I'm going to play a few, like, annoyed, PO'd punk songs. And this first one's called Elon Musk by a band called Gaza with an H. G-H-A-Z-Z-A. They're from Australia. They're cool. Check them out. Here we go. Stock market.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Okay, we're going to hold off on the Elliott Smith because that song just got me into the punk mood. So up next, going to play a little band called Alexis on Fire from St. Catharines. And they're not a little band. They're a big band in the Canadian punk scene. I don't know whether it's Alex is on fire or if it's Alexis on fire. So if anyone from Alexis or Alex is on fire is listening to this podcast, first of all, come in for an interview, please. Second of all, can I join your band? And then third of all, tell me how to say it. But I'm going to play, it was just released, George Strombolopoulos, Strombo, I've lost my words from doing so much studying for exams. It's a recording from the House of Strombo series that George Strombolopoulos does. So it's from 2019, I think. And yeah, it was when Alexis on Fire played at House of Strombo. And it just recently, I think November 26, it was released digitally. And I don't know when they're mailing out orders, but it's also released on vinyl, I think maybe cassette. And they're doing a VHS. You can buy a VHS tape of the live performance, which is really cool. If I had a VHS player in Kingston, I would consider buying it because I have no money, but it'd be cool. But yeah, I'm excited for this one. Shout out Strombo. I think I've talked about him before, but he's a big part of the reason why I started doing this show. And Strombo, if you're listening, please give me a job. All right, here's Alexis on Fire, or Alex is on Fire.
The song is...
Wow. I just played three songs in a row. That's crazy. Never been done before. The first one, I'll list them off for you now. The first one was Alex is on Fire with Familiar Drugs, live from House of Strombo, 2019. Second one was a band called Spirit Desiree. Desire? I don't know. And that was their song called Sweater Song Part 2, Even Sweatier. What a name. And then the third one was a band I've played before at least once, 2 weeks ago, I believe. I don't know. Who cares? It was Amyl and the Sniffers with You Should Not Be Doing That. And Amyl and the Sniffers is a band I really love just because a lot of, I think every Australian punk band I listen to, I love. Not just like, I love them with all my heart. But I'm going to play another Australian punk band, I think. One I've played before called The Chats. Ever heard of them? They're awesome. And then I'm going to play, I'm looking at my list here. Oh, I remember what I'm going to play. I'm going to play My Way by Sid Vicious after. So, okay, yeah, I'm going to play The Chats now, and I'm going to play My Way by Sid Vicious. And then, do you guys want me to complain again, like about funding in the school, or, while I'm playing the songs, I'll figure out what I'll complain about, what I'll bitch and whine about, and then, yeah, you guys will hear it, you'll be happy. That's what you come to listen to my show for. All right, sounds good. Here's The Chats with Do What I Want, and then Sid Vicious with his cover of My Way. We'll be right back.
state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, with each and every highway, and that much more than this, I did it my way.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly Off the Record.
Who did it better, Sid Vicious or Frank Sinatra? We'll never know. Up next, we're going to do some Canadian stuff, some new Canadian stuff even, a few of these at least, because I've been playing mostly British and Australian, I think, so far. So I'm going to play a band from... They're from Belleville. I just discovered them. They're from Belleville. I just said that. They're called, the Head Cases. And this is their song called Raise One Up. And then after that, I'm going to play a band called Meathead. And the song is called Lawn Work Got Me Nowhere, which I think, is a bit of a lie, because I did a lot of lawn work, and I still do. Or in the summer, I weed whack all day at a cemetery. But lawn work got me, for my age, pretty rich. I would get like $50 for cutting a lawn sometimes if the person was generous. And at 13 years old, I don't even think I spent it. I think I just had it just to know, oh, yeah, I'm rich. I have a $50 bill. Anyways, here are those two bands. What was the first one? I'm forgetting stuff here. The Headcases and then Meathead. Both have head in the name. Interesting. Coinky dink. Here you go.
I'm not the smartest guy in this town, but I know at a fucking party. Living for Friday night, cheap dive bars and dim lights. So point me to the stage and crank that volume, go! Raise one up.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca and let's make these bells stop ringing.
That was The Head Cases with Raise One Up, and then it was Meathead with Lawn Work Got Nothing, Got Me Nowhere. And I didn't say, but Meathead is a band from Toronto, Ontario. So check them out, because they're that cool. This is the one at the start. I remembered. I almost forgot. At the start, I was saying there's that new thing. It's like emo, pop punk sort of mixed together. Like, I know that they're already interconnected in their roots or whatever, but I don't know. It sounds different to me. I guess I don't listen to emo. Maybe that's just what emo sounds like. But I had played another band a few weeks ago called Sailor Set Sail, and it was sort of like that Midwest emo mixed with pop punk, and I thought it was a cool sound. And I think maybe this is something new and a discovery, or I just don't know what emo is. But either way, I don't really care if I don't know what emo is. I'm sorry. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play the one who started it all. We wouldn't have punk without her. Here is Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time here, so I got Elliott Smith, because I've been teasing it all day, a second Elliott Smith song. And thanks for joining me on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. And enjoy the rest of your week, and tune in next week for the Christmas punk episode that probably will happen. Thanks, and see you later.
What you became.